Hi, my name is Paul Offit. I'm talking to you today from the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. It's January 25th, 2018. What I want to talk about is a newly licensed and recommended shingles vaccine. Now, shingles is a, as you know, a reactivation of an original chickenpox infection that then travels down a dermatome and causes rash and pain. It's a common infection. And so roughly about one of every 1,000 people a year in the United States will suffer shingles. About one of every three people in the United States will suffer shingles in their lifetime. So it's quite common, and usually it occurs in those who are greater than 65 years of age. The pain of shingles is one of the worst pains in medicine. It's right up there with corneal abrasions, with labor and delivery, and with kidney stones, which is like labor and delivery for men, as incredibly painful experiences. So the first shingles vaccine was licensed and recommended in 2006. It was called Zostavax. It is a live, weakened form of the chickenpox or varicella virus. In fact, Zostavax is the varicella vaccine. It's just 14 times the dose. The efficacy against rash was about 51%. The efficacy against post-herpetic neuralgia, which is the pain associated with shingles, it was about 67%. And duration wasn't great. After about 4 years, the protective efficacy against post-herpetic neuralgia went from 60% down to about 30%. Now, recently, in October of 2017, there was another shingles vaccine that was licensed and recommended. It's called Shingrix, and it's made in a quite different, biologically different manner. So instead of being a whole weakened form of the virus, it's just one protein that sits on the surface of the virus, the so-called glycoprotein E. And then there are two adjuvants that are used. One is something called monophosphorylipid A, which is just a detoxified lipid A. It's the same adjuvant that was used in Cervarix. And the other one is a novel adjuvant, one that we haven't used in this country before. It's called QS21. It's a glycoside, specifically saponin. The QS just stands for the name of the tree from which this particular product was purified. It's a soap tree that's indigenous primarily in Chile. The QS stands for Quillaria saponaria, and 21 just stands for the 21st chromatographic peak from which this particular saponin was isolated. Now, if you look at the efficacy against rash, it's not 51%, as was true with Zostavax. It's in the mid to high 90% range. For all age groups, even for those over 70 years of age. Similarly, if you look at the protective efficacy against post-herpetic neuralgia, it's in the high 80 to low to mid 90% range, and the duration is also much greater, such that 4 years later, protective efficacy is still about 85%. So how should this vaccine be used? And this was the question that faced the ACIP back in October, and they made the following recommendations. One, that this vaccine can be given starting at 50 years of age, that it's a two-dose vaccine, with the second dose being given 2 to 6 months after the first. Three, that is the preferred vaccine, that those who have not yet received the shingles vaccine should receive this vaccine, Shingrix, as compared to Zostavax. And fourth, that even if you've already had the Zostavax vaccine, that you still are recommended to receive this vaccine, two doses of the Shingrix vaccine. So it's pretty remarkable. I mean, typically, the gold standard for inducing long-lived, highly effective protective immune responses is much better defined for live attenuated viruses than it is for purified protein or so-called subunit vaccines. But this is one of those rare examples, I think probably the only example I can think of, where the purified protein, the glycoprotein E, induces actually a better and apparently longer-lasting response than does the live attenuated viral vaccine. Now, the side effect profile for more systemic side effects such as fever, myalgia, chills is somewhat worse for this vaccine than it is for Zostavax. But that said, fewer than 5% of people who receive this vaccine, Shingrix, said that it in any sense interfered with their daily life. So it certainly looks like the better vaccine. Thank you very much for your attention.